Ask any child and they will tell you lions live in Africa, tigers live in Asia. But there is an exception. 9 years ago, with the backing of the Chinese government, two tiger cubs were flown from Shanghai Zoo to the specially created Lao Hu Tiger Reserve in Free State, South Africa. The then 8-month-old cubs, Hope and Cathay, were South China tigers, the rarest of the tiger subspecies. The aim was to teach these zoo tigers to hunt and be self-dependent before releasing them back into the wild in China. The project was the brainchild of former fashion executive and founder of Save China's Tigers, Lee Kuan.
What we want to do in China is to learn from South Africa, where they have excelled in wildlife conservation, and use that model to help the South China Tiger introduction.
There are two broad components to the program, says Lee.
What we do here is to provide them with a secure environment in which they can actually safely practice their hunting skills. Rewilding includes the most important breeding element, because you cannot rewild the tigers without having a healthy breeding population. So we have to strike balance.
Skeptics argued that with so few left, it was already too late to save the South China tiger. They maintained that funding for the project could be better spent elsewhere, saving endangered animals whose cause did not already seem lost. However, Lee says, the Chinese government has shown considerable commitment to the project.
The State Forest Administration has really taken a very ambitious step by working with us against all odds, really. Because the South China tiger was truly in dire strait. In fact, the prediction by some of the expert organizations was that by 2010, the South China tiger would have gone extinct.
The detractors' concerns are not just financial. Conservationists believe there are only 100 South China tigers left. The majority live in zoos and are descended from perhaps only 6 individuals. This raises questions about the species' genetic viability. Carlos Driscoll is WWF Chair in Conservation Genomics with the Wildlife Institute of India and a supporter of Lee's project. He explains the science.
6 individuals, so that sort of lack of genetic diversity, it can get in the way of having successful, viable offspring that are then healthy and vigorous enough to compete with other tigers in the wild.
Lee believes the future of the South China tiger would be assured if the population reached 500 individuals. In the decade since Hope and Cathay went to Africa, they have been joined by 3 other South China tigers from Shanghai Zoo. Remarkably, with good stewardship, these pioneers have produced 11 healthy cubs. 3 generations of South China tiger are now thriving in Africa. John Seidensticker, head of the Conservation Ecology Center for the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute in the United States, is a leading tiger expert.
She's made a very important contribution. She's shown that you can rewild these captive tigers, and she's ready to bring them back.
But there is a problem. In southern China, the human population already exceeds 200 million, and land is at a premium. The goal of returning the tigers to the wild in China will be a major hurdle.
China has yet to identify an area large enough with enough prey that they can put them back into. So we're talking about several thousand square kilometers. And it needs to be the right habitat. It's got to be a nice river valley. And it's got to be protected.
While challenges must still be overcome for these rare animals to return to their ancestral home, the consensus on this tiger tale is that the future of the South China subspecies looks brighter than at any time in the last 30 years. Ivan Broadhead for VOA News, Johannesburg.